Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, this is it, the big distraction, the big diversion, the big sucker punch to the American people's stomach, and the nice karate chop to the throat. It is the staged election of 2008. It is, of course, ladies and gentlemen, November 4th, 2008. He joins us once a month for his scheduled interview, and very timely, Mike Rivero, a Obama supporter, at least in a lukewarm fashion, joins us coming up for his once-a-month scheduled appearance today in 1 hour. Then Max Keiser, monetary specialist, syndicated columnist, international television news presenter. Max Keiser will be joining us from Europe, from London. And then for about 10 minutes near the end of the show, I'm going to have Senator Dean Barkley pop in with how that closely contested Senate race is going on up there with Mr. Coleman, Mr. Comedian Franken, and Mr. Barkley. So that is coming up as well. And I do want to take a lot of your phone calls today. Did a decent job of that yesterday. On any issue you wish to discuss, but, I mean, obviously, the election itself is important. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 will get you up and on the air. Now, I have a little rant, and from that rant, Paul Watson is going to do a story today about what this election really means and who Barack Obama really is and the whole left-right paradigm. So I can set the record straight about this radio show and myself and where I stand. So that is coming up. A million thoughts have gone through my mind the last few days about this, wanting to basically break this down on air, but I really haven't done it in its entirety, so I want to briefly. Coming up in the next segment, then we'll get into all of the false spectrum, hologram news dealing with the false reality that people live in and the kind of sub-Warren beneath reality, beneath the true reality. Networks may call election before some polls close. That's Reuters. Rove, electoral prediction favors Obama win. All these top Republicans are saying Obama's going to win. Election guide, keep an early eye on Georgia, Virginia, and Indiana. Election watchers won't have to wait for polls to close in West Virginia. In the West, to know how things are going, the first clues will come early when voting ends in Georgia, Indiana, Virginia. In the West, Democrat Barack Obama wins any of these three. He could be on his way to a big victory, maybe even a landslide. All over the news, Barack Obama is being described as a messianic leader. A top bishop at an Obama rally described him as the great prophet, the great lawgiver, Moses, and the great change that's coming. Oh, I feel so sorry for you. Oh, there's change. There's change. Don't you worry. The eugenics and all of it will only intensify. We got a McCain memo out saying, you know, don't go off the exit polls. They're not accurate in the last 10 years. That's right. They were always accurate before, but now, because of election fraud, you can have somebody winning by 15 points in the exit polls, but if they're an anti-establishment candidate, they'll lose by 10, 20, 30 sometimes. Doesn't matter. You know, suddenly polls don't matter anymore. Suddenly exit polls don't matter because the CIA runs our elections, ladies and gentlemen. People don't want to hear that. They want to be part of the big horse race and the spectacle and be sucked in by it. And if we don't wake up to just how bad things are, we're never getting it back. We're never coming back. And I'm getting criticized for posting video of Obama calling for a youth brigade in the U.S. to spy on Americans. Oh, God help us. We'll cover it all and a bunch of other key news on the economy when we get back. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com have continual Matrix coverage on the fake election.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, As the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Paul Watson is doing an article via the basic analysis that I'm about to go over, and he's welcome to add any points he wants to. And I'm not making, this quote stage election about myself. I don't normally have articles written dealing with myself. But this is a microcosm of the majority of the American people who in major polls say they don't like either party, they don't trust the system, they believe both parties are basically identical and work for powerful special interest. The Congress has a 9% approval rating. That's 8 points lower than it had ever been in history previously. And it just continues to drop. And so I want it clearly on record. I don't want to be associated with the weak-minded, pathetic, sad people who I really feel sorry for, who are sucked in by John McCain and Sarah Palin and Barack Obama and Joe Biden. Do not associate me with your false paradigm, with your hologram you're living in, with the matrix you're living in. Get that straight. I'm not sucked into mindless football games that don't matter at the end of the day to my family and my future and this species. And I'm not sucked into these staged elections. Now, have we had a legitimate two-party system previously? You could say, to a certain extent, before Kennedy was killed in 63, yes. Were there special interests? Were there robber barons? Did they try to buy off both parties? Yes. Did we have other legitimate third parties that became one of the big two parties and replaced other parties in our history? Yes. But since the 1960s and the assassination of Kennedy, we had the shadow government, which was officially set up in 47, but that took over full operation of the United States. In 1963, they set up voter news services to steal the votes and put out fake election results at the state and federal level. And that's been done ever since. And I have done hundreds of radio shows, had hundreds of eyewitnesses and guests and congressional record on that. And remember, back when, back 10 years ago, they had polls where only about 8-9% of the American people, you can pull these up, believe that there was systemic election fraud, not voter fraud. That's always there. That's badly coordinated and low level and can't influence things on a national scale, certainly regionally. You've got local fat cats stealing elections at the election level fraud, not the retail voter fraud. And that's small compared to a unified, concerted system of fraud at the top. Now, I remember 10 years ago getting up on air and telling you that most elections were staged and stolen, catching the county clerk stealing the election. The state board admitted she falsified safety seals, broke safety seals, falsified signatures, double-counted ballot boxes, stuffed ballot boxes, and they said it was an accident. We had eyewitnesses that saw her doing it, multiple eyewitnesses that worked for the county. Some people lost their jobs over coming to me with this. I didn't just go on air and accuse Daniel Dubois of stealing the election. You think I want to get sued? You think I like to lie? You think I like to stick my neck out there? No, I went public. I went to the commissioner's court in the state, and I challenged that election, and it came out. She stole that sucker. Stealing all sorts of races in there. For Karen Sunlightner and others, for county commissioners. So don't tell me there isn't fraud. I've caught people being paid out cash money in the legislature. And that's been front page of the paper. And people have gotten in trouble with the Ethics Commission over it. Every time I go down to the Capitol, I catch them doing something. They're a pack of crooks. They get up on TV and violate state laws that are felonies and vote for each other and triple and quadruple, in some cases on camera, 8 different votes. They, in front of news cameras, will sit there jumping all over, voting over and over again, punching buttons of different congressmen, different legislators in the state of Texas. And I could go on and on. You know what? I'm already digressing. The corruption is out of control. We have a group of criminals that run the government. They tax you. They regulate you to take the money and invest it in their own offshore bank accounts, in their own investments. Your pension money, all of it, they've taken it and they've invested it in their own private operations. It's openly corrupt. The CIA in 47 set up the Chicago 1313 system to take 60%+ of the tax money and invest it in offshore corporations for themselves. It's been totally corrupt since 47. That's when they completely took over. And they've been dissolving the state power and local power ever since, knowing that could be a backdoor to defeat them. Now they're bringing us under Northcom control. So let me explain something about this election. The people that put sodium fluoride in your water, the people that put mercury in your vaccines, the people that get up on TV and lie to you and tell you it's the law, you've got to take vaccines when there is no law. The people dissolving our borders, the same people that staged the terror attacks, the same people that are putting in the Pentagon surveillance grid over the American people. They run things, not George Bush, not Barack Obama, not John McCain. Instead, every time I criticize McCain on the website, we're being equal here, showing them. People post, you evil liberal communist, you Barack Obama supporter. Every time we post a story of the puppet, we always point that out, Barack Obama for carbon taxes, regulating your life, shutting down farms and ranches, youth brigades, spy forces domestically. Hellish stuff historically, bad as it gets. Both of them proposing it. There's comment after comment going, this is a John McCain site. No, we've been the last few weeks going after Obama more because he's the apparent heir. He's the new emperor, the new titular head, the new front man, the new Caesar. He's got all the money and all the media behind him. So, of course. So I had to deal with 8 years of Bill Clinton being called a right-wing Nazi fascist. And now George Bush gets in office. I've enjoyed 7 3/4 years being called a hardcore Al-Qaeda. Yes, I've been called Al-Qaeda. I've had national publications say that I was probably secretly trained in Afghanistan and crap like that. I've never even been there. Never been to Central Asia. The point is, now I've been called an Al-Qaeda commie. When the two, of course, are an oxymoron. But the point is, now we get to be called fascist again. When Barack Obama is for the banker takeover bills, the empowerment, the looting for trillions of dollars, he's gotten 4 times the Goldman Sachs money of John McCain, 3 times the Wall Street money. And I hear people that are Barack Obama supporters on TV, on radio, saying, oh, all the big money's for McCain. Lying! Now, it isn't that I'm saying either or matters. The point I'm making is that they lie within those control paradigms to prop up their candidate. People fix their own mental view. They ignore the facts just because they can associate their personal power, their identity, like they do with a certain brand of pickup truck or a certain brand of soft drink or beer. Lone Star, it's a Texas thing. You know, they have all these little brand things. They sell you on it. And you watch with Barack Obama. There will be no repeal of Patriot Act 1 or 2. There will be no repeal of the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. There will be no repeal of the overthrow of Posse Comitatus to put military on the streets. There will be no end to warrantless spying on the American people and the spy satellites being used against the American people by local police now under federal control. There will be no reform in the direction the American people want, less government, less regulation, less control. It will be more of what the central banks, the social engineers, and architects want, taking our money and giving it to offshore corporations. And what little is left here is used to regulate and control our lives where we can only get government jobs or jobs funded by government contracts. You know, every show I go on and every TV show I watch, it's the same thing. The American people want something done. They want to see something done by Congress. They want to, you know, they want to see more bailouts. They want to see more funding for government. No, they don't. In every poll, even the, quote, mainline liberals hate the banker bailout, hate the open borders, hate the war. Conservatives and liberals are together on almost every issue. It's Republican and Democratic parties that ignore the will of the people, and it just so happens the will of the people happens to be what the Constitution and Bill of Rights states. It's common sense. But they hammer that in over and over and over and over again on TV. We've got to have everybody come to the center. The center means the globalist agenda. We've got to have both parties work together. The Republicans are going to be out of the executive, the House, and the Senate. And the Supreme Court justices generally vote with the, quote, controlled left. So you are going to see carbon taxes. And that's going to affect your paycheck, your job, your factory. Everything that uses electricity or natural gas or coal or gasoline, oil. They openly state in all the UN documents, the Club of Rome documents, the CFR, that they want to get rid of the American middle class, that we're spoiled, that we're bad, that we'll be more easily controlled once we're destitute. It is stated. I've heard them for 20 years on NPR talk about how soon we'll lower the standard of living with the carbon tax to control our lifestyles. It isn't about the carbon dioxide that plants breathe. It is about enslaving you, and he's going to do that, and gun control, and open borders, and taxes, and regulation, and everything else, and you're going to see the whole agenda that George Bush was the front man for expand. Just like everything Bill Clinton was for, George Bush expanded. Stop being suckers. Stop being idiots. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. Election Day, November 4th, 2008. Gold opened at $744.40 this morning. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $767.45, $383.72 for the half ounce, and $191.86 for a quarter ounce. That's $767.45, $383.72, $191.86.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and trust. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
This is how the controlled left-right paradigm works, and I know most of you know this, but you better educate your neighbors. They're getting more informed, but not enough. They get sucked in by the pageantry, the horse race, ball game atmosphere of these elections, and all the endless, mindless,
living on the road, my friend,
petty minutia that they get everybody to focus in on. This sucks in friends and family and neighbors and people I respect. And it's so sad for me to see this happen. Now, I really feel sorry for black folks because they are talking about him being Moses, this being the greatest change ever. Oh, they're going to be empowered and freed and it's going to be wonderful. No. A lot of black folks have entered the middle class. But it's going to hurt minorities who per capita have the lowest incomes even worse under all these carbon taxes, under all these regulations. Kennedy cut the income tax by 50% and tax revenues doubled in his first 2 years in office into his third year when they killed him. That's a historical fact. Every time they cut taxes, more revenue comes in. Because people make more money, the economy explodes. This is about control. We were brought into this recession and now this deepening recession, going into hyperinflation by design. We have the documents. We told you they would call for world government run by the banks. We told you they'd call for a one world government currency. The UN called for that today. It's in Reuters. They're calling for it in hundreds of publications every day. Everything we told you, we know exactly what's happening. This show knows exactly what's going on. And frankly, most of the other Patriot talk shows don't. The mainline liberals and mainline conservatives don't. Because you don't read globalist documents. We do. Now, why do they want Obama? Well, after 8 years of Bill Clinton carrying the baton, carrying the ball so far, he was worn out. The public was upset and very angry with the Democratic Party. Because, again, the party is owned by foreign interests that don't have our interest. And so everything they do is unpopular. And so then they say, okay, George W. Bush will save you. And conservatives went and supported him no matter what he did because they were so mad at Bill Clinton. And then it took people 7 years to wake up. Bush's approval rating went down to, what, 18% or something? Cheney's at 9, Congress at 9, Hillary Clinton at 20-something? Because both parties do the opposite of what the polls say the people want. They do the opposite of what the Bill of Rights and Constitution says. And so they finally, with a year-long campaign, get people tied into it in the primaries and, okay, we hope there'll be change. We hope he'll remake things. Barack Obama, we'll vote for him. And what scares me about Barack Obama, and it wouldn't matter, again, if McCain's in the same agenda, the same policies, just different rhetoric, it's just that he would have no support. He would be tied to that dead political animal, politically dead, George W. Bush, the lame duck. So the establishment needs Barack Obama. And they are doing something I've never seen them do even with Ronald Reagan. They are building him up like a messianic leader, even mainstream news saying, hope, change, he will change the world. He is the president of the world. Newsweek is calling him the president of the world. And now we're going to go from the phony right-wing anti-terror, well, that's going to stay, though. All those policies are going to stay. But just now, they're going to be quiet. They're going to depoliticize them. So it's not fashionable to fight them. The warrantless checkpoints, the police state, the face scanners, the thumb scanners to buy and sell, the federal checkpoints, the youth brigades, the tattletale squads, the FBI spying on the American people, regular Army and Defense Intelligence spying on the American people. I told you that it was a whole bunch of brigades. If you read the bottom of the Army Times, it actually mentioned that the new brigade was joining all these other brigades and units. Now the Air Force came out 2 days ago, mainstream news up on Infowars.com. Paul Watson wrote a story about it at PrisonPlanet.com and announced, oh yeah, there's all these other brigades and units now joining on top of all the others. They're taking battle-hardened, psycho, 4-5 tour troops back here to America. Gung-ho, over the top, the most hardcore killers from the Army. The most savage, battle-hardened units they've got, they're bringing right into Rome. They've crossed the Rubicon. They've openly brought them into Rome. They threatened Congress a month ago with martial law. They didn't go along with it. And Barack Obama says he supports it all. He's going to expand it and have a million-plus youth brigade of young people in uniform spying on their neighbors. And now I'm a right-wing John McCain supporter because I don't like him doing that. I don't like John McCain proposing the same thing and proposing, oh, let's have a military surge to fight crime with troops in America. You people in the left-right system, wake up! Stop being such idiots! You understand, ladies and gentlemen? I'll tell you why else they want Barack Obama when we get back and then take your calls. Radio Network.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
There are literally hundreds of other reasons they want Barack Obama in there. But the number one reason is, and by the way, Roman Caesars would do this in Gaul, in Germania, in Judea, in Alexandria. They would send in a governor for 4 or 5 years who would squeeze and torture and kill and act like a buffoon. They would even have the Roman heralds who would cry out the news of the government, badmouth the governor in the name of the Caesar. And then they would send the savior later. And the public would put up with even more tyranny just because they were well-spoken and would do a few public stunts to be nice to the public or let a few people out of prison. Now, I didn't give you the full equation there. This is in Roman handbooks. This is in quite a few books. I mean, I mentioned it a lot. Battle for Gaul mentioned some of that, but there's quite a few other books written on statecraft by Caesars and historians and others explaining how they would do this. But let's say they had rebellion in a province, and they didn't have somebody who was hardcore enough. They would then send someone even more vicious to, say, crucify a third of the population. You know, they would go into an area and round up tens of thousands of people over a year, crucifying them, hanging them dead out of trees all over the area. They would take incredibly expensive salt and ship it in and dump it into the fields so that they couldn't grow. And then they would send Again, after that person had just crushed and slaughtered everybody, the Savior. These are handbooks, ladies and gentlemen. There are slave handbooks written in Rome, republished by the British and the French for the sugarcane colonies in the Caribbean, on how to set the women up over the men, the house women, with the men out in the barn, and how to control that, how to raise the children up. It's a science. It was a science then. It's a science now. And they do everything they can to tell you government's inept and doesn't know what it's doing, and they couldn't tie their shoelaces. You know how complex a factory is, just an average factory that, say, makes glass? All the huge systems are a steel mill. How about NASA? How about the CIA? How about operations they carry out? Now, down at the low level, they do have slimy red tape bureaucracy, but that's only to capture you, not them. All right, I'm digressing, and I want to go to your calls. So here comes Obama, shiny face, smiling, well-spoken, all the right mannerisms and gestures. And the media does everything they can to build him up. And, oh, grandma gets sick right on time, and grandma dies. I tell you, that stinks, folks. It's like Clinton's mother was shooting her mouth off, bye-bye, mommy, right when he got elected. But she died the day before he got elected. But whatever. The point is, here comes the Savior. And they tell the world, he loves you, Europe. He doesn't turn your back on you. He doesn't turn your back on you, Arabs. Yeah, the America wants to be friendly. But we are going to stand up to Iran. And we are going to go ahead and go into Pakistan. And we are going to encircle Russia. And Joe Biden and others say he's going to do some really unpopular stuff for the left. We're going to cut teacher pay. And we're going to increase the defense spending. Why, a $1 trillion defense budget, $400 billion bigger than the last one, that's not big enough. And we're going to do all these things, and open borders, and national ID cards, and all of it. Worker visas for all. And they're going to have the House, the Senate, and the executive. They're going to have the legislative and the executive. And they're going to have a media firmly behind him, and they'll probably stage a terror attack very soon after he's elected, within the first year, so he can grandstand and bomb some third world country, and conservatives will go, I didn't like him before, but I like him now. Because the good old boys will be getting Homeland Security jobs as they convert the economy over to that. Oh, it's going to be government make work, but it's not going to be building dams and bridges and rest stops and planting orchards. No, it's going to be, they say it's going to be domestic spies. By the way, Obama didn't come up with that. That was set up by George Bush, started by Bill Clinton, but actually executed. I'll never forget the Philadelphia Daily News and other papers describing freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and seniors in high schools across the country training in warrant service checkpoints, writing dossiers on their parents, and at the shooting range shooting M16s with the Army, the FBI, and the BATF. They're already all around you. Just like the 26,000 preachers hired to tell their flocks to accept martial law and turn their guns in. This is a huge military operation by the foreign banks, looting everything. So they're talking about change. Yes, we've had one leg hacked off. They're going to hack another leg off and let us bleed out. They're going to take the tourniquets off our legs. You absolute folks, you're going to see change like you never saw. And I remember going on air when George Bush was elected and saying, get ready, folks. Get ready. You're going to see tyranny. You're going to see stage terror. You're going to see a new world order because it's their job. Republicans and conservatives were at the point of rebellion over Bill Clinton. Here comes George Bush to pacify him. Then the liberals are at the point of rebellion over George Bush. The whole country woke up to him. Not just liberals. Here comes the liberal savior. And, of course, we've seen massive election fraud, the Supreme Court appointing Bush, and then John Kerry taking the dive, and people going to prison for stealing the election in 2004. Oh, but now, see, Barack Obama will be elected in the landslide, proving the machines are safe and work. Meanwhile, stealing all the local elections from people the new order doesn't like, stealing governorships, stealing legislative seats at the states, unifying, cementing, quieting the debate about the voting machines, where we've gone from 90-plus percent not believing there's fraud to over 90% in major polls believing there is systemic top-down election fraud. That'll kind of salve that. And I've even heard the pundits say, oh, he'll bring people back into trusting government, back into working together as a country. But we're not working together as a country. We're going under their control. When people wake up in 4 to 8 years, they'll give us another sniveling fake Republican with lots of conservative talk who will then triple the size of the government again, like George Bush did, and triple the size of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Triple the size of the Department of Education. Sign on to UNESCO and the UN treaties. All right, I've ranted enough. I want to go to your calls. Max Kaiser's coming up. Mike Rivero's coming up. I'm trying to get all the Webster Tarpley. I want to get him on for 20 minutes or so to debate with Rivero. That'd make for good radio. Interesting, thought-provoking. You know, Rivero, a guy I really respect, he has fallen to his knees before Lord Obama. And see, that'll create friction between us. I like him. I got him a show on Genesis. I promote him. I think he's a great guy. But I have to come out and say when I think he's wrong. Notice my stories aren't linked on his website anymore, but that's funny. Well, maybe they are. I haven't seen them lately. The point is that I have to tell the truth. I have to come out and say it, tell it like it is. And I will not be suckered into giving aid and comfort to Barack Obama, who's going to, quote, bankrupt the coal industry. You know how many, close to 1 million jobs coal industry provides, conservatively. You know what that's going to do? 49% of our power. But McCain was going to do it too. Jamel in Cleveland, Ohio, you're on the air, sir.
Yes, hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've been trying to call your radio station for a long time. I kind of purposely waited for radio for election day. I'm a fan of your website to a certain degree, but I have a very different opinion of how you feel about Barack Obama, and I hope you give me time to express it. But first, I want to clear something up that you said back in the primary, you was talking about around the Jeremiah Wright when that whole situation was going on, and you had played a clip on your show of Reverend Jeremiah Wright, what he was saying about the American government and about them creating the AIDS virus.
And I said that I actually agree with him, and see, notice the media attacked Obama for the wrong reasons through issues like that.
Right. I didn't get a chance to finish, but I agree with that. I'm actually a big fan of Jeremiah Wright. But you said something that was totally wrong, and I have to clear that up before I go on to my point about Obama, and I just want to do this real quick. You said that Al Sharpton was New World Order and that Al Sharpton had denounced Reverend Jeremiah Wright. Now, I listen to Al Sharpton's show every day, big fan of Al
Sharpton.
What did
I say? Now, hold on. Your phone's a little echoey. What did I say?
You said that Al Sharpton had denounced Jeremiah Wright after Barack Obama had denounced Jeremiah Wright, and you said that Al Sharpton was New World Order.
Hey, I saw Al Sharpton do it on Fox News, and okay. I don't lie, sir. Hold on. I don't lie. I did see him say that, and I said he's New World Order because he goes on TV with Pat Robertson pushing for a global carbon tax. Al Sharpton has definitely sold out to the system. I mean, he's all over TV now.
Well, just because somebody do a commercial don't mean they're New World Order, but I want to say I was listening to Al Sharpton's radio show the day that, as a matter of fact, at the moment that Barack
But he
Obama
puts out was, different messages on different venues, finish? My friend.
Can I please finish?
But you're saying he didn't say it, and I saw him say it.
Let me finish. I seen it on Fox News, and I don't know what you called denouncing somebody, but I don't know, maybe you misinterpreted what he said, but at the moment that Barack Obama was denouncing Reverend Wright, Al Sharpton said, and I listen to Al Sharpton every day. I'm black, so I'm very in touch with the black community. And Al Sharpton practices black liberation theology. And at the moment that Barack Obama was denouncing Reverend Wright, Al Sharpton's exact words was this: I'm not going to denounce Barack Obama, but I agree with Reverend Wright. This is his exact words. I agree with Reverend Wright. Mm-hmm. I practice black liberation theology. And he said on the air, 3 television networks just called me and asked me to come on TV and denounce Barack Obama.
Okay, let me just stop you. I saw him on Fox News. I'm going from memory. It might have been CNN. The point is, he's on there all the time, so I doubt we saw the same program. And he said, you know, I don't think it's good. But look, sir, I'm not going to sit here and debate all this. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter. You know what? I want to see black leaders, but I didn't. I saw a black state attorney out there telling black folks it was the law to line up and take shots. And then I had him on the show, and he said, well, I don't give my own children the shots, and it's not the law. And so I supported Reverend Wright in saying that the AIDS virus was engineered. And I talk about real issues. Let me tell you something. You're not going to hear Barack Obama come out against that. You're not going to hear him come out against Planned Parenthood. He's actually for it. Just like Margaret Sanger went, we have the documents, went and hired black folks to sell blacks on going along with eugenics. And so just like white folks buying into, you know, the propaganda, black folks are doing the same thing. Just watch and see, and just see what happens, my friend.
Let me just make my point, because I'm going to get into that also. But the Al Sharpton interview was on CNN. He was on Larry King's show that night. And I didn't
he was on a bunch of TV. I vaguely remember what you're talking about. Talking about Al Sharpton coming out against Reverend Wright. And I wouldn't have said it if I hadn't saw it. Look, I got to go. I got to go to other callers, sir. I appreciate your call. It doesn't matter. Don't worry. They're going to keep spraying the skies with aluminum oxide. They're going to keep putting poison in your water. They're going to keep on shooting your kids up full of mercury. They're going to keep those death mills going in your community. They're going to continue the wars. They're going to continue the taxes and the regulation. But it won't matter. We can all get into the fake football game of Barack Obama versus McCain. Okay? God help us. Oh, my gosh. Patrick in North Carolina, you're on the air.
How's it going?
Pretty good. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to talk about two things today. The first thing was fluoride. I was at my dentist the other day, and I was asking them where fluoride came from and the first usage of fluoride. And she didn't know where the first usage of fluoride was, but she said fluoride came naturally in water and, like, in the soil.
Yeah, total lies. Calcium fluoride. Stop. Calcium fluoride does, and small amounts of it's needed. You need small amounts of arsenic. Sodium fluoride's
exactly.
Deadly enough, but it's a cover name for a bunch of other poisons. Go ahead.
But, yeah, what they were saying on the National Cancer Institute's website was, sodium fluoride is found, but it's in such trace amounts that it's nothing. They have to add it to water by usage of, what is it, phosphorus, I think it is, extract? Some sort of...
No. Look, they take the total toxic waste.
It's a fertilizer, though.
From fertilizer and aluminum manufacturing, and they dump it in your water.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It's not even really what you call sodium fluoride. That's a misnomer. It's a group of three different... Look, I've had top scientists on. Folks, go research it for yourself. It's deadly poison. But we're not going to worry about that. We're getting change. Just like we got with George Bush. Anything else?
So
she told you that it was calcium fluoride and wonderful for you, and then what did you say to her?
No, she didn't tell me it was wonderful for me or anything like that. I was just asking her questions. She was giving me answers.
Well, remember, most dentists, most doctors...
I like to go around and ask general people questions because I like to get what...
No.
What are they telling other people?
They're compartmentalized. That dentist isn't bad, lady.
No,
doctors aren't. They're compartmentalized. They don't know why diabetes is up several thousand percent or cancer's from 1 in 33 to 1 in 2 with males, 1 in 3 with females. They don't know why they've gone from 1 in 25,000 with autism to 1 in 87. They don't know why there's kids dying all over the place. But we do. Because we go and read what the research scientists are saying, what the government say. They knew when they approved cell phones in the 80s they were going to give you brain cancer.
Have you heard of getyouhome.gov?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a new thing. It's like the new NAU push that they've got going on.
They're taking over all the major roads to tax. That'll be the taxing authority to travel for the North American Union. It's all publicly announced. And the public is told it doesn't exist. But don't worry, you're going to have change. You're going to have Barack Obama.
In your passport to get to these places?
Yes, you're going to, well,
yeah.
Yes, you're going to have a North American Union. Yes, it's a North American Union ID. That's what they call it. And then on all the major 83 interstate federal highways, you will have to have that card to travel and you'll be taxed.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yep.
Oh, they got TV ads saying it now. Everything I told you was right out of government documents. Mayday, mayday, mayday. The bankers run it. The bankers run it. But Barack Obama and George Bush don't run squat. How long have I been saying Bush is a puppet?
Forever.
And being called a commie. okay, when he tripled the size of the government. Now I'm going to be a fascist racist. So sick of it. So sick of the public being so weak-minded.
Nah, but really, people should take a look at getyouhome.gov if you really want to see a hardcore push for the
John,
AU,
a month ago, I sent you... Thanks, I appreciate your call. John, a month ago, I sent you... Or 3 weeks ago, I sent you the National ID card, North American Union ID card. I sent you a TV news ad for that. I actually sent you a government ad for that. You'll never find it. I don't remember the title. I think it was something like North American ID. North American Travel Pass. That's what it's called. Oh, help me. You know what travel passes mean? Do you know what carbon taxes mean? It's on what you exhale. The Club of Rome and the CFR say the state is organizing itself under a war economy to wage war on the individual and the family. Mayday. 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 Mayday!
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and
the global issues, tribalism, divide and conquer, balkanization to play us off against each other, Republican against Democrat, black against white, male against female, northern against southerner, American, you know, against Arab. Son, never mind them brakes. Because we got a run to make. And there's beer in Texarkana. Eastbound and down. Loaded up and trucking. I remember in the weeks before the election, I was criticizing George Bush, saying they're both bad. saying that Al Gore wouldn't be able to get the New World Order agenda through because people were wise to him because of Bill Clinton. And they were like, you traitor, you commie. Now I got black folks emailing me going, Alex, we liked you. How come you don't like black people? Oh, man. I don't even care what people think about me anymore. I know I'm right. All I do is study this, and I'm not a sucker. And I'm not going to be suckered. So you going out there, all you liberal, well-meaning idiots, black folks, everybody else, go vote for Barack Obama. If the establishment didn't want him, he wouldn't win today. There's election fraud. You remember that. When they didn't want Al Gore or John Kerry in there, they lost, even though they won. You just remember that. All right, I want to go to Ed, Francis, Jake, Scott, and others, but I just can't help it. I got to play this last part. Make no mistake, folks, the New World Order is on your tail. They are poisoning you. And he's hot on your tail. And he ain't going to rescue you in jail. So you got to dodge him. You got to duck him. You got to keep that beast trucking. So let that hammer down and give him hell. Yeah, we're not going to stop. We're not going to get fooled by the presidential puppets legitimizing the fraud machines. We're not going to get scammed by the New World Order. Got Bev Harris popping in later, Max Kaiser, Senator Dean Barkley, Mike Rivero. Hey, here's there's a couple different TV ads, but here they are about your North American Union travel card. Oh, your North American travel card. Here it is.
Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain.
For purple mountain majesties.
Above the brooded plain.
On June 1st, 2009, new document requirements will make getting home from Canada, Mexico, and the Caribbean, by land or sea, more efficient.
Now, isn't that beautiful, America?
Learn more about the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative at getyouhome.gov.
When you go to the site, it's called the North American Travel Pass. It's like a driver's license. Now, that's the one they're going to give all the illegal aliens to make them legal. See, they're going to end the illegal alien problems. They're going to make it all legal. And it's going to be legal for you to go down there and back and forth. No border, baby. Nothing but those toll roads taxing the daylights out of you. Every agenda of George Bush is going to be followed by Barack Obama because it wasn't George Bush or Bill Clinton or Ronald Reagan's agenda. It was the New World Order's agenda. It was the corporate bankers. Every way they can tax you. Every way they can regulate you. Every way they can cheat you. Oh, man, all those years of being called a right-winger under Clinton. Now to be called a hardcore commie for the last 8 years, and now I'm going to be a racist. Because the public is drinking the Kool-Aid, and again, it's only about, what, 35%, 40%? They're saying 80% turnout, so I guess about 40% of the country or more is going to be voting for Obama. So that's quite a group suckered back in. 9% approval rating for that Congress. You can figure out they're a pack of criminals. 1,000-to-1 phone calls against the banker takeover. But they passed it. I thought Obama was bringing change. He was the biggest guy out there pushing it. When 95% of us, didn't matter what color you were against it. Well, get ready for a lot more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.